Yes, I'm coming. God, Abigail, where are you? There's someone at the door and you're nowhere in sight. I must get new staff. So, you're here. No, not a bad time at all. I'd been expecting you anyway, hence the clothes. I only wear such an outfit on special occasions. Here, come in, my dear, out of the cold and rain. God, look at you. You're positively soaked, darling. Your Uber stopped that far along the road? You had to walk the rest of the day. Ugh, what a fucking ass. Can't even ensure the safety of their own passengers that are paying them for transportation. What? No, my dear, I'm not mad at you at all for coming. In fact, I lied when I said I was expecting you. I was so sure you would call and tell me to take a rain check with the weather and all. But enough talk for now. Here, sit by the fire and I'll get you a blanket. My maid Abigail will tend to you immediately. Just relax now, darling. And take your shoes off as well. There's no need to be formal. Here we are. I didn't exactly have a blanket, but this robe should suffice. It is the nicest and warmest one I own. You're very welcome. And I see Abigail brewed you some tea. Does it suffice? Something stronger, eh? Well, I did have a nice bottle of aged Italian wine set for dinner, but... Of course, let me go fetch it for you. Here's a glass for you, and a glass for me. Cheers. Two unexpected surprises, I guess. And for you looking so gorgeous in that dress despite the rain. I hope it didn't ruin. Oh, don't be so modest, darling. I only say it because it's true. You seem rather uncomfortable with me standing beside you. I understand. We've only been talking for 2 weeks, anyway. Well, I do suppose phone and FaceTime calls do make a difference. But still, I'll sit here. I can see you starting to melt into that chair. It's nice, isn't it? Nice, comfy little armchair in front of a big, burning fireplace. It's enough to even make me fall asleep. But I prefer dark places to sleep. This is just my reading area. I don't usually converse with guests here. This is a private area, so you should feel special that I'm sharing this space with you. I'm kidding. Am I usually so standoffish to others? I guess you could say I am somewhat of a person of a few people. No, you're not being rude at all, darling. It's a simple question. We're just getting to know each other, are we not? A simple answer would be... I'm a man with a small circle. It's not that I don't like people. I've just been around so many before that I tend to see the same things and meet the same people. How old am I? Do I sound old to you, darling? Well, let's just say I've got an old soul. I told you this during our first phone call, didn't I? You want stories? Well, darling, I have so many stories for you that'll make your head spin. But perhaps I can tell you some over dinner. I have this lovely feast planned for you. Nothing too extravagant, but you did say you liked sea bass, yes? Well, I baked some myself with some sides and appetizers to go along with it. Yes, I can cook. I thought I mentioned that to you before. It is mostly for myself, though, so apologies if I get overexcited. But we can have dinner later if you wish. You just seem comfortable there, curled up in one of my chairs, snuggled into my robe. I bet this is how you bewitch all the men you've been with. Oh, you're so cute when you blush. This is definitely your bewitching tactic, isn't it? I'm kidding. You'll have to forgive me. Flirting just comes naturally when I'm attracted to someone. Yes, I am attracted to you. Does that bother you? Well, you could have fooled me from the way you're closing my robe tighter around your body. Do I make you uncomfortable? Good. I want you comfortable. So if I ever say or do something that makes you feel any differently, please tell me. You're free to leave at any time. Of course, you're not being held captive. I do have to ask why you decided to come tonight, though. Well, you work, do you not? I was so sure you'd call due to your tiredness or because of the weather. I wouldn't hold it against you. And it is pouring outside, and your job seems pretty tiring. I can't say I wouldn't be disappointed, though. It is so seldom I get such nice company, especially in a beautiful woman such as yourself. You found me intriguing? Intriguing enough to join me for dinner, I see. And wear my clothes? I wish I could give you my entire wardrobe and see you in them. I bet you'd look ravishing. Are you all right, my dear? Do you need some water? The fire is too much, eh? I get it. It can be a little too hot for me as well. Would you perhaps like a tour of the place? You always told me you were interested in the architecture. This beast of a home is over 100 years old, first built in the Victorian era. Well, splendid. Come on then, I'll show you. Take your wine with you. And my hand. Because these halls can become a maze without the right person guiding you. And this is the upstairs foyer. Yes, I have two foyers. I usually use this one for business purposes. You know, Zoom meetings, phone calls, that sort of thing. Well, thank you. I painted this one myself. I feel the dark burgundy soothes me. So, enjoy the tour? Is my home to your expectations? It can get tiresome trying to tend to it all the time, so that's why I have maids and housekeepers. Not to mention the loneliness. I never felt it before, but lately, my home just seems too big for me. Especially in the night. Darling, are you alright? You seem uneasy. We can leave this room if you wish. Too much wine. Well, you did have 3 glasses. Alright, 3.5. Here. Come sit on the couch and take a sip of water. Once you're feeling well, we can eat. It isn't wise to drink without something in your stomach. There you go. Easy now. Is it alright if I rub your back? Your skin is so soft. And your scent is intoxicating. Like wildflowers and cinnamon. Darling, I can feel your heart pounding through your back. It's okay. You have nothing to be afraid of. You're not? Then you wouldn't mind if I sit next to you then? You're like an open book, you know? You can't hide your emotions. Are you afraid of me? Then why do you flinch away from me so? You are free to leave, you know. I told you, I don't want to make you uncomfortable. Conflicted? How so? I'm not like any man you've ever met before. Well, I'm not sure whether to be flattered by that or not. Different. Different how? Could it be my complexion? Not quite brighter or livelier than yours. Or maybe the length of my nails that have seemed to grow before your very eyes? Or maybe my long hair? I'm sure you're aching to run your fingers through to see if it's as soft as you're hoping. Or maybe... maybe it's my teeth. The way the moonlight glints against those points I keep seeing you look away from. Or perhaps it's my eyes. Alluring. Old. Not quite human. You know what I am, don't you? You've known since you stepped in here, didn't you? Perhaps you didn't know from our conversations, but you had that itch that something else was up with me. Didn't you? In the way I speak, the way I carry myself, how I seem to know all of your tics without even asking you. So yes, darling, I'm not like any other man you've met before. In fact, I am more... and I wish to share that with you. I didn't invite you here as a way for me to feed. Yes, a creature such as I must feed, especially in a full moon. Tonight is no different. I ache for your blood, for your taste. I want to know if you are as sweet as I believe you are under that soft, silky skin. And before you ask, no, I won't kill you. And no, I won't turn you, if you don't wish it. If you were to give me your permission to bite you, I'd want you to experience ultimate pleasure with it. Something no other man will be able to give you. How do I know that? Because like I said, darling, I've met so many people before. I've been around the block for decades now, meeting women and feasting on them, indulging in the pleasures they give me and what I give them in return. I've been around so long that you couldn't even trace it in a history book. I am what humanity fears. But not you. I can tell there is some fear in you, but not a lot. Most of it is excitement. Do I make you excited, darling? Silence only concludes it. Don't be ashamed of it, sweetheart. You excite me as well. I wish you'd let me show you. How can you trust me? I don't know. I suppose I would have bitten you long before this, but I want you beyond the feasting. I want your body. I want your pleasure. I knew it as soon as I saw you for the first time. I wish to know who you are in your clothes and out of them. I want you. And I know you want me. So I'll ask again. Are you afraid of me? No. Then kiss me, if you dare to do so. No, that wasn't a kiss, that was a mere peck. Don't use dinner as an excuse. Fuck the dinner. I think we're far past that point now, though it will be there waiting for you if you choose to stay tonight. I want a real kiss, darling. And I know you do too. Come here. That's it, darling. A slow, sensual kiss. Our lips exploring one another's. Your lips are so sweet as the ripest fruit. I bet the rest of you is just as sweet and supple. Mind if I have a taste? I want your permission to explore your body, darling. I won't go any further without it. Thank you. Just like I thought, sweet like the ripest berry. And so soft. You like my kisses, darling? Did they please you? I can tell that they do. Those little sighs are doing so much to me. The way your breasts feel in my hands aren't doing me much better either. I've wanted to do this to you ever since you stepped into my home in that seducing little dress. I can feel your pulse pumping beneath my lips. Not to mention your heart. I can hear it pounding away, darling. Are you truly afraid of me? Then why does your body betray you so? Why so tense with my hands on you? Don't apologize to me. I only wish I could take that discomfort from you. I wish I could help you feel the pleasure you deserve. I could, but only with your permission. Yes? Darling, do you know what you're asking for? To take that fear from you, I would have to take your mind. For a little while, anyway. I would need your total and complete submission to me. Submission to do to your body as I want. Including biting you. But as I said, not to turn nor kill. You would just feel lightheaded during. But that is it. Do I have your permission to enter your mind? Thank you, darling. Now, look into my eyes. Feel all of that fear, all of that tension leave you. There is nothing but comfort, nothing but warmth and pleasure. Nothing except you and me. Feeling good now? Good. Now come to me. Let me disrobe you and see what I've been yearning for all night long. Fuck. You are perfect. I just have to kiss you all over. No bra either? If I didn't know any better, I'd say you were planning for this.
Turn around. Let me indulge in these gorgeous tits of yours. You like those nibbles, don't you? Right along those sensitive nipples of yours.
Probably even more sensitive from the hypnosis.
I love dragging my teeth down your stomach. The shivers are delightful.
Sorry, baby. I bit you a little too hard there. Keep going. Such a little masochist you are. I'll give you whatever you want, darling. Just lie back and relax for me. Comfortable? Good. Now spread your legs for me. No panties either. You were planning for this. You were thinking of me doing this to you all night, weren't you? But the fear of what I am still got to you. Well, darling, allow me to take those thoughts from your mind. So eager. No, I won't fuck you quite yet. I have to get you ready first, after all. Just relax for me.
Fuck, you smell so good. I can tell you taste just as good. You like those thigh bites, don't you? I can tell from your quivers. I can tell what reaction I can get from long, slow licks against that needy little clit. Give in to the pleasure. Give in to me. Stare into my eyes and know that I've got you. I would never, ever hurt you. You are mine. Feel my hands on that throat and know that you are mine tonight. You're gonna come, aren't you? Come on, baby. for me. Let me taste you. No. Oh, you want me inside of you? You want to come on my cock? So needy. Such a wanton slut you are for me, aren't you? Fine. Me joining your nakedness has been long overdue anyway. There you go. Let me just look at you for a moment. My God, you're breathtaking. And the way the moonlight shines against your skin is so delicious. I'm going to enjoy this, and I know you will too. So let me in, darling. Let me inside of you. Ah, fuck. Baby, here. Oh, you're so tight. I don't think I've ever had a woman so tight and wet wrapped around me. And you could believe that. I've had so many women lie with me in these passing decades, but never one as entrancing and alluring as you. Look at you, writhing against me. You like getting fucked by me? By your master? Come on, darling. Tell me I'm your master. Tell me you're mine. That's right, good girl. You're all fucking mine. You're mine tonight and forever. No man will ever be able to make you feel as good as I do. Now come on. Show me your neck. I need to taste that skin against my lips. Harder. Of course, my darling. I'll give you harder. Hold on to me and wrap your arms and legs around me tightly. Good girl. How's this for harder? Getting fucked hard up against the window? You can hear the rain better than you. The rain mixed with your sweet and slutty moans are sure to make me come. Fuck, I can feel my need for you rising. The need for your body, your heart, your soul. All of you. And I will give you all of me. Come on, bite me. Yes, baby, bite me. I give you permission to do so. Bite me and take my pain, my pleasure, my fucking everything. Just fucking do it. Oh God, yes, harder. Make my blood drip down your neck. Lick it up. Taste my essence. My immortal life. Everything that makes me the creature that I am. I wish I could show you the joys of being immortal. The treasure that comes from walking this earth even in the darkest of the night. The wildness of the night as we fly together feasting on life forever. But if I cannot give you that, then at least let me give you this. Yes, moan for me, baby. Show me how much you enjoy making you feel good. That's it. That's such a good little slut for me. Kiss me. Kiss me with all my blood over your fucking mouth. You wanna know something?
I lied. I fucking lied when I said I wasn't expecting you here. I knew you'd come here tonight, and I was hoping this would happen. I was hoping I would get to see you naked and get to fuck that sweet pussy of yours. I just needed you to say yes. I just needed you to give in to me. Fuck. I can feel you clenching around me. You're close, aren't you? Well, so am I. My need to come deep inside of you is rising, and so is my hunger. I need to feed on you, darling. Please. Please. Please let me feed on you. I beg of you. Give yourself to me, my love. Yeah? You're gonna come? Oh, come hard for me, baby. Come so fucking hard for me, and I'll come deep inside of you. Let me fuck you harder. And faster. So fast it'll make your head spin. Come for me, my darling. Come all over my cock as I come inside of you. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. Give me permission to feed on you, please. I can't hold back any longer. Oh, fuck yes, thank you. Expose your neck to me. Now, do it. Do it right fucking now. I'm gonna come now, my love. You ready? And on the count of three, I'll plunge my cock inside of you so deep, and I'll bite you, feeding on you. You understand, baby? One, two, three. Ah! Fuck, I'm coming. Oh, give me your neck. Oh. Take it, baby. Take my cum and my fangs. Take my pleasure and my pain. Fuck yes. Oh, there's so much. There's so much dripping down your thighs. And I'm not slowing down yet. I'm still aiming for that G-spot. Abusing it so, so desperately. No, darling. Oh, darling, stay with me. Come on, stay with me. Don't go. I know the pleasure's good. I know it is. But I can't have you passing out on me yet. There we go. That's a good girl. Fuck, I need more of you. I need more of that sweet blood in my mouth. I'm sorry, baby. I'll slow down. How's that? Nice and easy. That's it, sweetness. Give in to me. I've got you. You can whimper all you want. I know it was intense. But you did so well. So fucking well for me. Wow. That was fantastic. Your blood will satisfy me for days to come, my love. Aw, darling, you seem so winded. Was it satisfactory for you? Good. I'm glad. Come, let's lay here on the couch. Curl up against me. I'll keep you safe. What happens now?
Well, I could offer you a hot bath and some water to recover from such an intense experience as we just did. And if you were to say yes, you could stay the night. I hope you do not believe I only wanted you to feed on, because I don't. I want you here tonight and any other night you wish to come here. But if not, then you're free to leave, as I've said before. And we can act as if this night never happened. You can live your life as a mortal, and I can live mine as the creature of the night that I am. As a vampire. You can act as if you've never met me. So, I ask you, my darling, what is your choice? I knew you'd say that. Well then, I suppose dinner is still on the table for you then. But first, let us rest. Rest now, my darling. Let the darkness sink in. I will be here when you awaken.